Well, we're moving on up. We're
moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Get not turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. For we're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side. To a deluxe apartment in the sky.
I'm here, please.
She's here.
How about a Bloody Mary?
No, thanks. I don't drink while I'm working.
Hello, Mother Jefferson. You're looking very smart.
Thank you. Yes. Mind you, I don't see the sense in taking all the time to wear an evening dress just because your neighbor happens to have a birthday.
Well, I thought it'd be friendly to throw a dinner party for Mr. Bentley.
Just like you, Louise, always wanting to get fancied up trying to be something you're not.
The party was my idea. Making it formal was George's idea.
Oh, well, it's nice to get dressed up once in a while.
I don't think that's the reason, Mother Jefferson.
Well, then, why would George insist on making it formal?
Hey, hey, hey! How about this?
Next question.
Oh, George, it's lovely.
Hi, Mom. Ain't it something else? This is real plaid.
It's just beautiful.
It's better than beautiful. It's one of a kind. It's an original like me. Mm-hmm. I mean, who else could have done what I've done? Come here, Weezy. Take a look at this. Did you ever think a couple of years ago that we'd be living up here in style, looking down on the greatest city in the world?
No, I didn't. And I must admit, it's wonderful.
You know something, Weezy? We were meant for each other.
Oh, thank you, George.
New York and me. Yeah, this city is big league, just like me. That's why they call it the Big Apple. You take one bite and you got class. You think big, you live big, and you throw big parties. I love it!
Isn't he wonderful? I always said when God made George, he broke the mold.
You're right. He didn't want to make the same mistake twice.
Where are your tweezers?
My what?
Your eyebrow tweezers.
What do you want the tweezers for?
Because I've got a headache.
Well, plucking your eyebrows isn't going to help.
I'm trying to take an aspirin, but I can't take an aspirin because the damn cotton is stuck in the bottle. How can I get an aspirin out of the bottle if the cotton is in the way?
Oh, is that all?
Is that all? Is that all? I could die of a headache before I'd get an aspirin out of this bottle. Oh, no, no, no. I'm not letting you get your hands on this cotton. You'll just stuff it right back inside the bottle again. Why do you keep doing that?
It's there to keep the tablets from breaking.
Helen, that's to protect them while they're being shipped. Our aspirin aren't going anywhere. They're not even going in me.
Tom, calm down. It's just a stupid piece of cotton. It's not the end of the world.
Well, maybe this is how the world ends. Over a stupid piece of cotton. On top of all the other stupid things that go on out there.
Out where? What stupid things?
Out there. New York is one giant stupid thing. I'm sick, sick, sick of this city. I hate this city.
You had a bad day, huh?
Oh, no. I had a wonderful day. To begin with, the elevators at the office went out again. 17 floors, Helen. 238 steps, Helen.
So it's good for your waistline.
Coming home, I took a cab because I was in a hurry. 35 minutes to get across town. I told the driver, pull up, it'll be quicker to walk. He did. And I stepped out right into a dog's calling card.
That's supposed to be good luck.
Don't press yours, Helen. We've got to get out of this town. This is no place to live. It's dirty and it's dangerous.
Oh, it's not as bad as all that.
It's worse. It's violent. Those are crazy people out there. Crazy. Crazy! Crazy!
Don't forget to put the cotton back in the bottle.
Hi, Mama.
Hi. I thought you were going to the basketball game with Lionel.
Yeah, well, that's not till later. Got plenty of time. How you feeling?
I'm okay.
You heard anything from the police yet?
Hush! Your father isn't there.
You mean you haven't told him you were mugged?
Hush.
What? Look, Mama, you have...
Easy.
Oh. I'm sorry. That guy really hurt you, huh?
I'm fine.
Mama, you gotta tell Daddy.
You wanna finish school?
Yeah, but I don't...
Then you better keep your mouth shut.
Huh?
Your father's on one of his We've Got to Get Out of New York kicks.
Oh, no, not that again.
Mm-hmm. And if I tell him I was mugged, that would be the last straw. He'll have us packed and out of New York by tomorrow.
Mama, don't let him do that, please. I mean, I can't leave school. And what about Lionel?
Okay, okay. Maybe your father will forget about it if he enjoys himself at the dinner party. Just cool it on the mugging.
All right, you got it.
Oh, Tom Willis, he don't like cotton. The things are rotten, but I love New York, and I'm gonna stay right here. Oh, Tom. Will you zip me up, please?
Well, damn it, you made me swallow my gargle.
Never mind, I'll do it myself.
Now, Tom will be here, I will be here, Mr. Bentley will sit next to you, Mother Jefferson, and Helen will be at your right, George.
Helen will be at my throat. Why'd you have to go and invite them old Willises anyway?
Because I asked Mr. Bentley who he would like at his birthday dinner, and he said the Willises.
Mm-hmm. He's just trying to be polite. That's the curse of the English.
Anyway, I'm glad, because Helen is the only real friend I have in this whole building.
You got me?
You're my husband.
You see, if you'd followed my advice and not got married, he could still be your friend.
Ooh, honey hush. is some tuxedo.
Thank you, Florence.
And it's really you, Mr. Jefferson.
Thank you.
It's loud. Doorbell.
Never mind, Florence, I'll get it.
Hi, I'm Jack Peterson.
Hey, 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 the music's here. Come on in. Set up right over there.
Hi.
Hi. You hired a musician?
Yeah, an accordionist. An electric accordionist.
At a small dinner party? What's wrong with records?
They don't go in my tuxedo.
Ma'am, that's a groovy tux.
You like it, huh?
That's not a sight.
It's a Jefferson special.
Where do I plug in?
Oh, see, right over there.
Ha. Ah.
You going to ask us in?
Oh, yes. Come in. Come in. Can I take your jacket, Tom?
Oh, thank you.
Hi.
Hello, George. I love your tux.
Oh, well, thank you. Wait a minute.
Hmm?
What's the big idea?
What?
The tuxedo.
Oh, how about that?
Where'd you get that?
With green stamps.
Who gave you the right to wear my tux?
Oh, come on, George. Stop making such a fuss over nothing.
Nothing? Nothing? This ain't nothing. This is something.
Now, wait a minute. If anyone copied anyone, you copied me.
Look. The only way I could copy you is with a barrel of lard and a bucket of whitewash.
One more crack like that, Shorty.
Don't be calling me Shorty, Big Mouth.
Because,
George, that's terrible.
Listen, don't you be picking on my son.
And you
You stole my play.
You want another good argument against New York? Here he is.
Don't blame New York for George.
Hi.
Where did New York come in?
Out of an aspirin bottle.
That doesn't make sense.
Neither does Tom.
Just tell him, Big Mouth.
I'll leave you to New York. Tom, my wife.
Who are you, Jack?
If it weren't for you, I'd be sitting at home with nobody to talk to. I must say, it's awfully nice of you to give this dinner party for me. You know, nobody ever made a fuss over my birthday before, not even my mother. Except, of course, on my birthday. I mean, she had to be there for that, didn't she?
Remember that.
Get back in your kitchen.
Mean. Just plain mean. I might as well be working for white folks.
I say, do you two know you're wearing the same dinner jacket?
I ain't wearing no same dinner jacket he is.
Okay, George, okay. What do you want me to do? Go out now and buy a different jacket?
I'll settle for the first part.
I've got an idea. Mr. Bentley, why don't you open your birthday presents?
Oh, right on.
Happy birthday.
No, start with mine.
All right.
Careful, that bow. I can use it again.
There you are. Oh, what lovely suspenders.
They're not suspenders, they're garters.
In England, they call them suspenders.
Well, they are wrong. They're garters for holding up your socks. And one thing I can't stand is seeing a man with his socks down around his ankle.
But I couldn't agree with you more. All the Bentley men have always worn suspenders. Garters. Except, of course, for my Uncle Edward. He used a thumbtack. What? Yes, sir, he had a wooden leg.
Boy, that is one weird weirdo.
Why don't you open our present now, Mr. Bentley?
Oh, thank you.
Now you're really gonna see a present. Where you get a load of this? What do we get it?
Let me see.
Can't believe it, a cozy.
I knitted it myself.
Oh, Louise, it's beautiful.
Very attractive.
See what I tell you? Well, go ahead, try it on, Bentley, see if it fits.
It's not a hat, George. It's a tea cozy. You put it on the teapot to keep it warm.
Nobody's ever knitted me a tea cozy before. And with my very own initials, H.B. Oh, it's so accurate. Thank you, Mr. Jefferson. Florence, get the phone!
You get the phone! I'm getting dinner!
I'm gonna kill that Florence. Then I'm gonna fire. Hello. Oh, yeah, she's here. Oh, just a minute. It's for you, Mrs. Willis.
Who is it?
The police.
Police?
Hello? Yes, this is Mrs. Willis. Oh, yes, thank you. I'll be there first thing in the morning.
What was that all about?
Oh, I just lost my purse this afternoon, that's all.
You what?
But it's all right. The police have it. That's why they called.
Oh, good. But how did the police know you were here?
They called home and Jenny told them.
Isn't that wonderful? Somebody found her purse and actually turned it in.
Must have been an out-of-towner.
A policeman found it.
And the cop turned it in? In New York?
Will you lay off New York?
Wait a minute. How come you didn't tell me you'd lost your purse?
I forgot.
You forgot?
Look, Tom, this is Harry's birthday. So why don't we quit worrying about my purse and, hey, play something. Let's dance.
Ah, splendid idea. May I?
Yeah.
Come on, everybody dance. Well, what do you say?
I say yes.
George, are you gonna just sit there and let your mother be a wallflower?
Everybody get ready, set, change partners.
Well, I guess that leaves you and me.
Yeah, it's been a bad night all around, eh?
Well, don't just stand there, Shorty. Get down.
Downstairs complaining about the noise.
delivered the birthday cake.
I'll take it.
Oh, no. I've got to give this to Mr. Jefferson personally. I just want to make sure you got it safe and sound, sir. You know how I look out for you, Mr. Jefferson, sir.
Oh, sorry, Ralph. I don't have any money on me.
Oh, that's all right, sir. Your credit's good with me. I'll just mark it down so you won't forget. Oh, thank you, sir. Are you all right, Mrs. Willis?
Yes.
Good. Your wife sure is lucky.
Huh?
And smart, too. The way she let that mugger have her purse.
Mom?
Yes, sir. It doesn't pay to fight him. You can get killed that way. Well, have a nice party.
You were mugged?
Yes, but I'm all right.
Oh, thank God for that.
Well, that settles it. We're moving out of this city.
When?
Keep out of this, George. You hear what I say? We're getting out of New York.
What good will that do? There's no hiding place.
I don't want to hide. I just want to take you someplace where it's safe.
What would happen if everybody decided to leave?
Well, then the muggers would go out of business. We could all move back again.
I say, did you know that mugger is a Hindu word meaning freshwater crocodile?
Things are going. Pretty soon, the only people left in New York will be the very rich and the very poor. This city needs the support of people like us. Tom, if we leave, the city will die.
And if we stay, the city will kill us.
Do you see the connection between mugger and crocodile? You see, women's handbags are often made of crocodile or mugger. Therefore, a purse snatcher is a mugger snatcher, or a mugger for short. That's not very interesting, is it?
Tom, if the cities go, you can say goodbye to the whole country.
I don't care about that. I only care about you.
Well, if you really cared about Helen, you ought to be fair to her. Her life is here. All of her friends, me.
Louise, where are your manners? If our guest wants to leave town, don't try to stop him.
You're city people. Where are you going to find your kind of action? Only in New York.
Only in New York? Well, that's ridiculous.
You tried running away once before, didn't you?
What?
Well, you told me when you and Helen were first married, you couldn't take the heat, so you went off to Paris.
Oh, but that was different.
Then why did you come back?
Yeah, why?
Why?
Well, because we got homesick.
I think you mean because you had to get back to your world. Don't you see, Tom? You've proved it once before. Running away isn't the answer to anything.
Louise, if God didn't want people to move, he wouldn't have made moving vans.
Why don't you shut up?
Why don't you listen to your husband? What do you want?
I live downstairs. Is this where all the music, dancing, and hollering is coming from?
Yeah, you want to make something out of it?
Yeah, let's really get this place jumping. I brought my horn.
Hey, wait a minute.
Come on in, Grace. This is the place. Hey, my blue heaven. Hi. Three flats? One, a two. Come on.
See that, Helen? This city is crazy.
That's right, Tom. Beautifully crazy. Tom, remember when we first met?
Mm-hmm.
This is the way it was. What we really love. And honey, it's still here. Only in New York.
You're right, baby. Only in New York. Here's to you, Harry. Many happy returns. Tell you what, next year, Helen and I are going to throw your birthday party upstairs in our apartment.
Thank you.
Oh, Tom.
Isn't that nice? They're staying in New York after all.
Yep. The big apple just turned into a lemon.
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.